Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Where in the world are you this morning, John?
Home in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Yeah, good for you. You get some well-deserved rest. What do you think about JetBlue and Spirit calling off the merger? Would it have been better for travelers if they had gone ahead with it?
I don't think anyone's surprised, and, you know, I don't think so. I think this is actually the right decision because anytime there's less competition, there's going to be less competitive fares. I mean, so JetBlue was going to take Spirit. They were going to turn it into JetBlue. They really wanted it for the airlines, the aircrafts, the pilots, because they've been hard to come by about since the big boom after the pandemic. Mm-hmm. But they still have to pay $69 million. I thought it was even more, but I was just reading their press release. But they say it was to compete with the big four airlines, which are United, American, Delta, and Southwest. But I mean, I love JetBlue. I've never flown Spirit. I bought Spirit a ticket once on Spirit, and when they tried to charge me like $80 for a carry-on just to put in the overhead bin, actually it's $90 if you do it at the gate. I was like, forget it. I drove.
Yeah, I don't blame you. How are the spring airfares looking out of Chicago?
You know, they're looking all right. I was just playing around with Google Maps. What you do, if you don't really have a destination in mind, you can just go to Google Flights, put in Chicago, and then put anywhere. Or if you want to go to Europe, just put Europe or Asia or just the U.S. And the map will show you. Do it on your desktop, not on your phone. And the map will show you all the different prices. You can put in a specific dates. I put in 1 week in April. And, you know, Chicago, you go to L.A. for $179 round trip for 1 week in April. You can go to New York for $154. You could go down to Lima, Peru for $583. I mean, Honolulu's $474. So, but if you have specific dates in mind, again, like the busy dates are going to be, you know, Thursday, Friday, and returning on Sunday or Monday. So mm-hmm. Try and be flexible with those dates. You know, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday are always the cheapest days to fly.
Once you get there, you have to deal with hotels, and prices, I hear, are going up. Is this because of staff shortages?
That's one reason, but yeah, hotel prices have definitely been increasing, which is a big bummer. You can look at alternatives like Airbnb or Vrbo. If you're going for a longer stay, that's and if you have a big group, that's probably the best route to go. But if you're just going for a night or two, a hotel is usually easier. Just make sure you look at some of the hidden fees. Sometimes I use the app Hotel Tonight, and you know the price on there is like, oh wow, it's $199 for this tonight. And then you click it and you scroll and you read the fine print, and they, you know, these hotels charge a resort fee or an urban fee if they're in the city, which, you know, all these city hotels were jealous of all these resorts charging, you know, a fee that they don't get taxed on or that they don't have to pay a commission to the third party. So now they created their own, an urban fee to use a gym or whatever. It's total scam. So try and avoid those hotels.
Now, I think you mentioned to us that sometimes if you go to the desk and complain about that fee or any of those fees, they'll remove maybe one or more, won't they?
I mean, it all depends. Some of them are tough, so you got to be nice, but you got to be stern. I once went to Fort Lauderdale. I arrived at 10 o'clock at night. I was leaving at 7 o'clock in the morning, and they tried to charge me a $40 fee. I asked for the general manager, and they're like, sorry. And I mean, I wrote an email to Marriott, and I finally got it removed, but it took a lot of effort. It was just the principle. Like, you're going to charge me something for I didn't even touch? It makes no sense. So the best way to do it is just avoid those hotels.
Didn't you say, I'm Johnny Jet? That's what I say. Yeah. I say, I'm Johnny Jet. You can't do this to me.
Then they say it's double the price.
Yeah, right. You've got an interesting post up at johnnyjet.com. Don't hit that cancel button. Why patience pays off when your travel plans change. What are you trying to tell us here?
Yeah, whenever my plans change often. I don't know about yours, but and I know some of my friends do too. Things come up. But if you know you're going to cancel your flight, just don't go in there and cancel it, because I like to roll the dice and see if there's going to be a big storm or if there's some kind of mechanical. Mm-hmm. So once you cancel it, you'll get a travel credit, which is great, because one of the best things that came out of the pandemic is that they got rid of change fees. It used to cost, $200 just to change your ticket. So many people flew sick. So many people just lost a lot of money. And now the airlines don't charge that. So, what you do is you wait until like an hour or two before, find out what airline you're flying and what their cancellation their policies are. I fly American a lot, and I can just cancel before the flight takes off. So wow. I usually do it an hour before. I just check the flight, I monitor it, see what the weather is. If there is a delay of 2 hours or more, I can get a full refund instead of getting a travel credit. I have so many travel credits I don't need anymore.
Right.
But so that's the one thing I do with that. And also, by the way, I almost always book one-way tickets, because if my plans change on the outbound but not on the return, it changes the whole price of everything. Especially if you're doing this like towards the last minute, those prices are going to go up. So then you have to buy a whole new ticket for your return ticket too, and that could be double the price. Mm-hmm. So I just like to buy one-way tickets when I travel.
Great ideas, and you can get all these ideas free. Subscribe to Johnny's newsletter, johnnyjet.com. We're talking with Johnny Jett, the original travel influencer. And tell this story, John, about somebody who posted their boarding pass on social media and why you should never do that.
Yeah, well, listen, you never post your ticket unless you blur out the key components like your name, the confirmation code, and your freaking flyer number, and even the QR code. But my buddy, he was flying on Air France, and he had a connection through Paris, and his ticket, his boarding pass, had both flights, which is really cool. You don't normally see that. Normally, they give you two separate tickets. But mm-hmm. they put both, which makes total sense. But he posted it, but he didn't blur anything out. Luckily, I caught it pretty quick, and I was like, are you crazy? I went into his reservation just to confirm. I could have canceled this flight. I could have changed his seat to the middle seat in the back. If I had enough money, I probably would have upgraded him. But you just don't do that. And I told him, he took it right down. He's like, oh God, I don't know what I was thinking. But luckily he just did it on Facebook with his friends. But I see it all the time on Twitter, on Instagram or X. I see it on Instagram Threads. Just don't do it. No matter how excited you are, at least blur it out. And it's also not a great idea to tell people you're leaving in real time. Usually I'm like a week behind on my Instagram, so I don't tell people I'm not home, just because it invites burglars, although we have a great security system.
But yeah, good idea.
It's just safety reasons, and also just don't do it. And I did a segment the other day on a tech show, and they're showing all these tweets and stuff from people who post their new credit card, including the front and back, because they're so excited to show off they got this, They finally got a credit card. I'm like, that is insane.
Yeah, that is dumb. I'm looking at a list that was recently published about the most annoying things people do on flights. I know you have got some comments on this up at johnnyjet.com. But it seems that the fight over the armrest hogging is big. And I know you've written about this before, and there was a piece in the Wall Street Journal recently about this, and somebody was saying that they thought middle seat passengers are entitled to most of the armrest on their seat. And then they talked to another frequent traveler who was saying about two-thirds of the armrest for the middle seat passenger seems fair, and the remaining portion should go to passengers in aisle and window seats. What do you have to say about this?
Well, the unwritten rule is that the poor sucker in the middle seat does get both armrests. But, I mean, because imagine if they didn't get their armrests, they have nothing. Where are they going to put their arms? So that's the unwritten rule. I've never seen a fight over the armrests. And I've once in a great while, I jostled with my seatmate. But, I'm always friendly. I say hi. And, you know, one person can take the front, one person can take the back of it. You know, most things that are people are fighting about are reclining, you know.
Yeah.
You know, some people don't think you have the right to recline, even when they're reclined, which is, you know, some people have lost their mind. My biggest pet peeve is when people are watching videos or talking on FaceTime without headphones. It's like, are you kidding me? I have a four-year-old. If she can watch, if my 4 and 7-year-old can watch movies with headphones on, you can too. And I mean, fortunately, some flight attendants these days, their pre-flight announcement, they make that thing. We do not allow that, but you know, I see it happen almost every single flight. I see it in the grocery store. I see it on the Strand. I see it at the beach. I'm in Hawaii, literally just listening to the way some dude rolls up and just sits down and talks for 2 hours on his phone on FaceTime. And I finally went up to him and said, "What are you doing?"
Yeah.
Oh, really? This is my world.
It's a jungle out there, but Johnny will help you out. Just go to johnnyjet.com, check it out, sign up for the free newsletter, and you will be in the know. Appreciate the time, as always, John. Happy travels. Talk to you again soon.
You too. Take care. Thank you.